Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. As I said last week, we're going to start a new series on how to approach end-time prophecy. My friend, I just cannot believe all of them. This is in quotes, end-time prophets out there in Christendom who guess at best what the Word of God is sharing with us, but make quite a nice sum of money from the sales of their books and tapes and DVDs and from the conferences they talk at and from all of the many churches that they prophesy at. It is amazing to hear the different so-called end-time prophets and what they share and what they say that Lord told just them what is going to happen. But none of them, none of these so-called prophets, agree with each other. Well, who is right? Are they all right? Are they all wrong? Still more troubling to me is how the people who, you know, they buy their wares and their stories are just so gullible and deceived. My friend, God is not pleased with such merchandising and deception. Jesus paid a great price for the gospel. The gospel is not for sale. It is so painfully apparent to me there is a hunger for the knowledge of the future. Yes, I said painfully. Why so much desire to know answers in the future, I would ask. Well, that is also painfully clear. These people are not satisfied with the present. They are not satisfied with their present walk with God. And these people know not God enough to have God tell them what they need to know about their future. So they run to and fro from city to city, from conference to conference, to find answers that are only found in the Word of God, out from a personal relationship with Him. These runners looking for truth know not truth because they know not God. Let me say that again. These folks running from conference to conference, they know not truth because they know not God. Oh, they know all the praise and worship songs and all the traditional rituals. They know all of the big name speakers, but sadly, they do not know the Word of God, nor do they know the author of the Word of God. When you really think about it, though, all this running around looking for future events that's going to happen in the Bible is kind of comical, or at least to me. My friend, did you know the only thing real is the present? Yes, that is right. There is no past, nor is there a future. What happened in the past is over, my friend. We cannot change one comma or one dash from our past. Our words and actions are complete. Only the consequences from our words and actions are ours to deal with. The same is true with our future. There is no future. Oh, we are full of hopes and dreams and plans, even in God. But in reality, there is no future, only the present. Even all of the plans that God holds in His heart for us is His intention for us. Let me say that again. God's plans that He holds for us in His heart are His intention for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, this verse is often misquoted, God says, I know the thoughts. Did you get that? Thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, Jeremiah 29:11. Again, thoughts, not plans or dreams or hopes, is what God has for us. And they are in His intentions, in His heart for our lives. Actually, all that God has for us, all of those exceeding great and precious promises in 2 Peter 1:3, have a condition that we must meet to get them out of God's heart. Peter writes in verse 4 that by these might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:4. Might be partakers. Did you get that? Might be partakers, not will be partakers. We must open up our heart and life to His divine power, to His dealing and judgments that has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that have called us into glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1 and 3. If not, we will be hoping, planning, dreaming about things that will never, no, never come to pass. My friend, all we have in God is the present. And what we do with God in the present will foreshadow where we will be and what we will be doing in days and weeks and months to come. No man knows the future, and God is not going to tell a man or a woman what will happen in the future so that they can get rich. Nor does God give a man or a woman special revelation to interpret the Bible. This is the job of the Holy Spirit, speaking to us what we need to know so that we can do that which God wants us to do. All of the rest we need to know, we need to leave in the very capable hands of God. Today's world events are, okay, I will say it, at a crisis point. And as is always the case when world events reach a fevered pitch, a crisis point, the message of Christendom always shifts to the end time prophecy. Some Christians hold their Bible in one hand and the daily newspaper in the other, and they try to match them up. Sadly, what you have is so-called prophets laying verses over events and current events, and them saying, "Today, this verse has been fulfilled in your eyes." But worse, the so-called prophets who began speaking out what they say are end-time prophecies for the body of Christ. Wow, that's a lie. We will know these fake prophets because they usually have their own end-time events summarized by a prophetic chart. And you can get that. That's right. You can get your own prophetic chart for only $19.99. But please, no check or money order. Credit card only. Wow. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The fact of the matter is, we are never going to understand end-time prophecy by focusing on end-time prophecy and trying to figure it out with our brains. It all looks the pigeon, as the Chinese would say. And that is not, repeat, not the assignment God has given to the body of Christ. Now listen real closely, my friend. Rather, the body of Christ is to be preoccupied with Christ himself. He, Christ, is to be our life. He is to be our truth. We are to be giving ourselves to him. Let me say that again. Christ is to be our life. He is to be our truth. And we are to be giving ourselves to him. But if that is not happening, then we cannot understand much of the Bible and the ways of God. And now listen again closely, my friend. This is critical and foundational to our teaching. It is. For any discernment of biblical truth, even the end time verses and prophecies, we must be based in the personal knowledge and realization of Christ. Let me say that again. For any discernment of biblical truth, even the end of days and prophecies, we must be based in the personal knowledge and realization of Jesus Christ. Anything else will be a huge waste of time and money. That's right, I said a huge waste of time and money. Unless there is a necessity of knowing Christ. Next week we will get into the truth that most Christians are blind to the fact that they are blind to Christ. Wow, that they are blind to Christ. Wow. More next week on how to approach end-time prophecies. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and praying and hoping that you have a tremendous week to come, and that the Lord is able to open up your eyes of your understanding, and the Holy Spirit is able to communicate the truths, even about the end-time prophecies, and give us a real revelation and a real knowledge of getting to know Jesus Christ in a greater and fuller way. If not, we will never understand the Bible. We will never, ever be able to come to the understanding and the knowledge of who God is and how much He loves us. More next week. Talk to you later. God bless.